Told you that it, I might not feel that way the Monday. And this week was certainly a different week. But I had to say to myself that the Lord didn't bring me this far.
Yes.
To leave me.
Yes.
So I'm wound back up again, and I don't feel no ways tired. And because I have a place that I can go.
Yes, sir, God.
Any time that I get down.
Yes, sir, God. Mm-hmm.
Moving slow, I know where to go.
Yes, sir, God. Hallelujah, God.
I can revive myself.
Yes, sir, God. Thank
you. Knowing that the Lord has spoken. Nothing has happened.
Yes, sir, God.
That the Lord did not either cause to happen,
yes,
or permit to happen, but whichever way,
yes, sir,
God has spoken.
Yes, let the church.
Let the church say,
amen.
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 Uh-huh.
Yes,
sir,
God.
Yes.
I come to you on this day, giving all honor and all praise to Almighty God, who's certainly the head of my life, me and mine. Recognizing my pulpit associates, Reverend MacMillan, Reverend Riley, my beautiful wife, and my lovely church family. It's an honor, a privilege, and it's always an awesome, awesome, awesome responsibility to stand before you and profess the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Let us go to God in prayer. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak, first of all, to my heart.
Yes.
Just take me right now by the hands of my mind, Lord.
And yes, sir, God.
Guide me in the way that you would have me to go. Teach me what you want me to know. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Use me. Any way you see fit, Lord, but speak a word. Not my word, but thy word, Lord. What it is that you want us to know, what each one of us need to hear, speak, Lord. I call on you, Lord, because I count on you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You've never failed me yet, and nor do I ever expect you to fail me. Fill me right now, Lord.
Father.
Refill me. Refill me to overflowing, Lord. I may speak, I may teach the words you would have me to know. Oh, Lord, I love you. I trust you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. What? You heard the scripture read this morning coming from Romans chapter 4. And what I want to read for you comes in chapter 4, 1 through 8. I want you to keep Romans chapter 4, 1 through 8. Just keep that, put that in your notes. I'm going to read from Matthew, a couple of places in Matthew, coming from the Sermon on the Mount. I just want to read about 5 or 6 verses from there. Start with Romans 5, 1 through 3. Reads thusly, I'm reading from the New King James. And seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and he taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And then going back to the scripture that led to Sunday school last week, and I do think I introduced that here last Sunday as well, Matthew 7. 13 and 14, still part of the Sermon on the Mount. In fact, it's only 4 verses in those chapters 5, 6, and 7 that did not come directly out of Jesus' mouth. I felt like I couldn't go wrong if I... So verse 13 reads, this is coming from King James Version, enter ye at the strait gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because strait is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. And I want to use today as a topic. I had to handwrite it because it switched up on me this morning. God decided to change it. Walking up the King's Highway. Walking up the King's Highway. You know, when you start talking about this King's Highway, you hear it called a lot of different things throughout the scriptures. You may say the path of righteousness, the way of life, path of life. Some may even call it the way of the cross. Songwriter called it Road to Glory. I'm going to walk this road to glory, my Lord and I. And then others walking up the King's Highway. The last week, when we had talked, I said the word for that day was mitigate. And we know, we talked about it being the most important thing is God and touching eternity. And I talked about an old preacher that had talked to me, and he had told me that when I told him all of the different sermons I was preaching, and he told me that most preachers only had that one sermon, and that just will not get off my mind. It just keeps resonating on my mind. In fact, many of you probably know that old preacher. That's Dr. Perkins, and he was up at church up the street from where my church was. But that just keeps resonating in my mind, that one sermon. And I reflected back as I was studying on my own, the first sermon that I ever did, and people call it a trial sermon. So my first sermon was God Made It Simple, and Man Made It Complex. And everybody's probably heard that because I use that phrase a lot, and I got other people that use it. But that sermon, when I did it, that was when I was first started out as a young programmer. I'd been programming probably about 3 years, and I was just getting to that part that it stay on your mind all the time, and things were no longer easy. When I first started programming, it was fun then. Got to where it was not so much fun, but God has a way of using where you are to teach you a lesson. So I was a COBOL programmer. Some of you are familiar with that. And in COBOL, they got an if-then construct. Just if-then. It's just a statement. If-then. My wife could tell you, because she was around when it was like I was about to lose my mind, because and all I would do was think, when God called me to preach and I was programming at the same time, and this if-then just wouldn't leave me alone. I'd wake up in the middle of the night with this if-then, and I just couldn't get it right. I was just all taken up. If-then, and then God came very clear to me. He said, what you need to do, he said, that's the way man teaches you. You need to switch it. And then God gave me then, if. And what God was trying to tell me is that, see, too many times we say, if I get in trouble, then I'll call on God.
Come on.
And what he was trying to tell me is that we get things out of order. It's easy for us as humans to get things out of order. He said, now, if you were to start out with God, then, see, that simple construct of God, then, if I get in trouble, thank you, Lord. So, what God tries to do is to make things simple.
Oh, yes.
For us, but most of us are much too small for that. God tries to make it simple, but we take the intellectual approach. God says it's simple. Our ultimate goal is entering the kingdom of God.
All right.
God makes it simple. God says sin is inevitable, and faith is how you overcome. God says, making it simple, man has a problem. But God has already provided the remedy.
All right.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
Then there's only one thing.
All right.
Faith. So when it comes to discerning the voice of God, listen to what I say. You have got to listen to God Mm-hmm. Before you hear from him.
All right.
Well,
let that sink in. Mm-hmm. You have got to listen to God before you hear from him. Mm-hmm. That would be faith.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That would be faith. Have you ever spoken to your child or maybe someone else? More likely your child. Your child say, I didn't hear you. Mm-hmm. And they were looking right in your face. I didn't hear you. And you would say to them, it's because you were not listening.
Right.
You see, I've spoken to my grands, and they're sitting there, and they turn from their electronic device, and they look me right in the face when I'm talking, and I say something, and they say, huh? Although I just called their attention to me. But see, what happens when you're not expecting something, that's faith. If I don't expect you to say anything worthwhile to me, I may look you in the face.
All right.
But I don't hear you.
Yes, yes.
And I don't hear you because I'm not listening to you. It's a Sunday school lesson last week. Entering God's kingdom. Mm-hmm. Jesus challenged his listeners to make sure that they themselves were on the right road. Mm-hmm. Make sure you on the right.
Yes. Yes.
And heading in the right direction. And ultimately arriving at the destination. It's a key. We on this King's highway. Huh?
Yes.
Walking up the King's highway. This whole journey has one goal, and that requires two actions. You got to go through the gate, and the scripture said through the straight gate. But then you got to stay on the path of righteousness.
Yes.
We established last week that the gates are not the final destination, but they're just the choice of the road that you decide to travel. And then we said that the problem with so many Christians is that they think they have arrived after they go through the gate. I joined church last Sunday.
All right.
You have people come here. Join church and then they're gone. But they join church. Just stay with me a moment. I'm going to try to explain something that God showed me. You see, when we take knowledge and we go seeking after wisdom. Mm-hmm. You contrast that with faith, seeking after wisdom. You see, in one case, we're trying to gain wisdom from our understanding according to our knowledge. Y'all better write some of this stuff down or come and ask me afterwards. Because I'm going to say that again because I want you to get that, because it's the basis of where we're trying to go here. When you try to gain wisdom from your own understanding, what does Proverbs say?
Lean not to your own
understanding. But we try to get wisdom from our understanding, according to what we know.
Yes.
Yes. And I said, and we know a whole lot. Got some stuff with us, and I think I talked to some of the people in the church, and I said, see the problem with knowledge is facts. And as old as I am, I thought I was a pretty sharp guy. I thought I knew some stuff because I was ahead of most of the people in my age group. I had a whole lot of knowledge because I had gained a whole lot of facts, and I did it by reading and researching it. But I had a whole lot of facts in my head, I thought. And then my child came along with her age group. And I contributed to it because I bought her a whole lot of devices because I didn't want her to be behind anyone. So I bought her a whole lot of devices. And all of those devices did, it started bringing information and facts into my house faster than they ever came before. And my brain was already drying up. Talking to your 40-somethings now.
Nah.
See, you still feel like it's nice and pliable, but you want to see pliable brains. See, there's a whole bunch of little pliable brains sitting around in here now, and they can take that little device that you got, and you think you teaching them some stuff, but they little brains are so pliable, and yes. it just sucks in facts. Wave my hands like this the rest of the day. They got knowledge, and you can try to talk to them. I even had when my daughter came along, we had to go through the discussions when she wants to know why something, and I could kind of get away with her, but these other age groups, and I look back, I see one of the millennials back here. That all of them, they got this big brains that is full of stuff.
Yes, yes.
I'm about to preach in a minute.
Knowledge.
But knowledge, and when you take all of that knowledge and you try to use your own understanding to develop wisdom. You see, when all of that information comes flowing in so fast, what's missing is God. Simplicity. I have not seen they got versions of the Bible on the computers and on the tablets and all of the other devices, but they don't push. You folk in technology know what I'm talking about. You have to pull. Is that right? If you want to know about the Bible, you got to pull it down. But see, everything else, all of the foolishness that you don't want is pushed. Is that right? You technology people, tell me if I'm wrong. But I pick up my own telephone and it'll tell me everything I even act like I have an interest in. I just wanted to look. I didn't really want it.
Yeah.
But for the next 2 weeks, here's one over here. And if I'm not careful, I'll start tracking off and I'll start Boy, that looks mighty nice. And I was going, buy it. I never even had it in mind, buying it. Had Amazon bring me stuff. I said, I didn't want that. I got so much stuff in my house now that it sounds like I needed it at the time. I'm sorry, y'all.
All right.
Take your time.
You got some stuff, too.
Mm-hmm. But see, when you start talking about this gate, this straight gate, trying to touch eternity, to get to God. Well, I'm traveling up the King's Highway. I'm trying to make it home, and this world with all of this stuff makes it tough for me to keep my focus. It's tough. They keep hitting me with stuff. But see, God made it like this.
Oh, yes.
God said, if you get faith first, He says, it's all right if you take faith and go seeking understanding. You take faith and then go look for understanding. That's the way God planned it. Mm-hmm. And the Bible promotes this idea of faith first, and then find your understanding, then find your wisdom. If you started by faith, then you can understand and you will find true wisdom. Mm-hmm. Jesus taught the greatest command when He instructed us to love the Lord God with all your mind.
Uh-huh. Yes.
With all your mind. We think we got control of that, and some of us do. But if we started with faith, then when God shows you how to love Him with all your heart and your soul and your might, and to love your neighbor as you do yourself, and mm-hmm. when God does it, and
well,
when He spoke to His disciples in one of His post-resurrection appearances, Jesus opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures. Because you can look at the scriptures, and 10 people look at the scriptures, you're not careful, 10 people come up with 10 different views.
And
because I use my intellect to what it says to me, and they can get sophisticated when they talk to you, because it says to me this or that based on, and then they can talk you, and if you're not careful, they'll do you just like your kids will. They'll have you bagged up against a wall, and you say, hold it, wait, I know that's not right, but I don't. The way they said it, it sounded good. Faith is what overcomes the world. Mm-hmm. But that faith has to be accompanied by an understanding of God. Mm. So we know also that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know Him who is true. God made it simple. Mm-hmm. Man made it complex. I want you just to think about all that I've said. And I dumped a ton of information and we're gonna walk backwards. And I'm gonna just, hopefully it don't be long. But I started with my evaluation of a simple scripture. Mm-hmm. Jesus in the Beatitudes, he said, blessed are the poor in spirit. The ones that don't know anything. He said, give me a blank sheet. Poor in spirit. You're not prideful and haughty. You don't come like you know it all and I got all of this intellect. You come and you're saying, I have nothing. I'm begging you, Lord, to teach me, to guide me, to give me understanding that I may have wisdom. Yes. I'm going to show you how men do. A king, a wise man, an apostle, a scholar, and then Jesus. You see, David was a king. David was smart. Over in Psalm 16 and 8, David says, King David, he says, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand and I shall not be moved. Strong words. Still not simple as Jesus, but they're strong words. In verse 11 he said, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy.
Fullness of joy.
At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Walking up the king's highway. That's the way David said it. And then there was a wise man named Solomon. Solomon said it like this. And Proverbs 2 and 6, he said, for the Lord giveth wisdom.
Yes, and?
Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous.
Yes.
He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. And
yes.
He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Father.
Walking up the king's highway. He goes on, he says, then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity. Yea, every good path. That's the way wise man. So, but still not as simple as Jesus. Apostle John, in 1 John 5 and 4, he says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
A simple sermon, ain't it? First John down, drop down to verse 20, he says, and we know that the Son of God is come and have given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Walking up the king's highway. And then Paul the scholar. Getting closer.
Yes.
Paul said in 1 Corinthians 1:18 that the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing.
That's right.
But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Paul said, let me say it another way. He said, for I am determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. As I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. This joy I have, the world didn't get it.
Yes, sir.
The thing that keeps you standing. See, some folks think they got something till something happens and they find out they don't have anything. Come but on, this man. Joy that comes from the Lord.
Yes, sir.
But then Jesus said,
all right.
And where better could we find directions to God's kingdom than from God Himself?
That's right.
And seeing the multitudes, people from every walk of life, seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. You see, it didn't say he came down to the valley, that he came to the people, but he went up into a mountain. He said, you see, where I started from, if you wanna hear him, you gotta go find him so that you will be listening. You go looking for something. So he went up into the mountain.
Yes. Yes.
And when he was set, it's like sometime I'll come in here and it might not be nobody but me and two other people. But when he was set, he said, whatever God's got for you, if you want it, you'll come find it. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth. And he taught them, saying,
yes.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You see, poverty of spirit will get you not only through the gate, but to the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
You see that? How simple God is. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Look at the magnitude of that statement. It didn't say you're going to find a blessing. It said blessed.
Yes.
Are the poor in spirit. When I start looking for something from God Almighty Himself, I'm already blessed. I'm already walking. If you look at the Greek of that word, where it stems from, it will go to joy.
And
it's talking about something that can create this joy all by itself. This don't need somebody to do something for me or for somebody to give me something, but this joy is self-sustained. This joy comes from within God Almighty. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, Lord.
Those who are poor in spirit. Those who know that all I need, Jesus got. And nothing I need that He does not have. If I can find Jesus, if I have faith, then I can find joy. what kind of Christian has the best chance of getting to God's kingdom? You need the right attributes. Mm-hmm. You need to know how to pray.
Jesus.
And don't think that it's impossible to be perfect. You know how people tell you nobody's perfect. Just don't think that it's impossible, because 548 says, be perfect just as I am perfect. And have faith that with God, all things are possible.
Mm-hmm.
Walking up the King's highway. I'm going to just read these words and I'm done. It's a highway to heaven. None can walk up there but the pure in heart. It's a highway to heaven. I'm walking up the King's highway. My ways get brighter. My load gets lighter. Walking up the King's highway. There's joy in knowing with him I'm going. Walking up the King's highway. And for some of you here, I want you to listen to this last verse. It says, if you are not walking, I want y'all to hear me. If you are not walking, start while I'm talking.
Yes, sir.
Walking up the King's highway. There be a blessing,
yes,
that you'll be possessing,
yes,
walking up the King's highway. It's a highway to heaven.